ISIS uses social media like a job fair. That, he says, is how terrorists snagged three New York men, the latest to face ISIS charges.
I have homegrown violent extremist investigations in every single state. Right? Until a few weeks ago, there was 49 states. Alaska had none, which I couldn't quite figure out. But Alaska has now joined the group. So we have investigations of people in various stages of radicalizing in all 50 states.
Today in New York City, the latest plot to blow up Coney Island, a scheme authorities say by three Brooklyn men now in federal custody. According to this criminal complaint unsealed today, the men ages 19, 24, and 30 from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan plan to train with militants in Syria, hope to shoot police officers, FBI agents, or military members in the U.S., and even talked of assassinating President Obama. Prosecutors say they were lured by ISIS, a pitch the FBI director today says is common.
Putting out a siren song through their slick propaganda, through social media that goes like this. Troubled soul, come to the caliphate, right? You will live a life of glory. These are the apocalyptic end times. You will find a life of meaning here, fighting for our so-called caliphate. And if you can't come, kill somebody where you are.
Even as terrorists use social media to recruit, federal investigators also using it to catch suspected terrorists. In the New York case today, one of the suspects is said to have posted threats against President Obama on an overseas website friendly to ISIS. Late this afternoon, he and the two accomplices were all ordered held without bond.